aspiring to a lifestyle like our friends from the frozen north. Perhaps the least surprising news of the past week was the fact that the United Kingdom has slipped down the rankings in the World Happiness Report. The report, which ranks roughly 150 countries based on the well-being of its citizens, reports we've dropped 2 places in the league table to 19th. Perhaps it is a little surprising that we have made it into the top 20, given what we've had to deal with in recent years. Still scarred by the effects of COVID and multiple lockdowns, we haven't had a great deal to smile about lately. Seemingly endless strikes, record-breaking energy prices, which mean monthly winter bills now compare to a cheap week away in the sun, not that weeks away are cheap these days, and a succession of comically inept governments have all contributed to a collective glumness. As someone who has dedicated their working life to the news, even I find the endlessly grim headlines a bit too much these days. The "and finally" slot at the end of the 10 o'clock news always seemed to be a bit lighter in Sir Trevor MacDonald's day. A lot has changed since Sir Trev's day. Nordic countries Finland, Denmark and Iceland occupy the top 3 positions in the Happy League, with those in the know putting this down to the residents of those nations feeling looked after by those in power, and not just because they all do a great line in natty knitwear. In the case of Finland, which has boasted the happiest folk for the past 6 years, the state provides an admirable welfare system, not to mention an urban planning strategy, which goes a long way to supporting the well-being of those who live in towns and cities. Whether we will ever get to that point where we can say that we are as happy as the Finnish, we must not lose sight of the fact that our lot is much better than that of those who live in Afghanistan, Lebanon and Sierra Leone, the 3 unhappiest countries in the world.